November 24th, 2022. The time, 1848 hours. It's Ward Green here. Well, it's interesting what happens when you reinstall an operating system. You learn a lot of things. It's an opportunity anyway to learn a lot if you so choose. You can learn a lot of things. But hopefully you actually do learn. I just can't see any way that you wouldn't learn when you're installing an operating system again, or when you're installing a new operating system, or any of those things. So what I did yesterday, I reinstalled macOS. And I used a feature I've never used before in macOS. But first of all, before I installed it, I formatted my drive so that I was able to get the size down so the drive was not looking like it was using 500 gigabytes. Instead, it used 91 gigabytes, which is more like it, which included all my applications. But the thing was, the installation was for macOS was 15 gigabytes, I think, something like that. But with all my applications, it was 90. But it was long. I can't explain all the things that I'm encountering. Both back, it seems like years ago now. Yesterday seems like it was 2 years ago. Honestly, there's a lot of things that have happened. There are a lot of things. And now I'm working on a problem in VirtualBox, which it won't authorize the use of my drives in the new version of the OS. It's a copy of the old one, so it's not really a new OS, but it feels like a new OS. Let me get VirtualBox. Oh, good. Oh, what happened? Oh, I imported the new one. Oh, that's good. Trying to power this up now, see if it's going to work or crash. It's working. The thing is, this might work. Oh, this is incredible. Oh, come on, what have you done, you dummy? What have you done? Where'd the OS go? Did it crash? It just disappeared. Oh yeah, it crashed. It did crash. It quit. Okay, so I'm still getting a problem even when I import. Let's try and power up a different operating system. Now that crashed too. Okay. So there's something, there's a problem. I believe it's something to do with the fact that I'm not authorized as the new user of this computer or whatever. Because it's a new installation, I'm not authorized to use. So I don't have permission to access certain files. Which is... it's bad. It's a bad thing. I've also reinstalled VirtualBox. Okay, no, look, it's telling me. It's trying to start up Windows 10 now. Windows Edge, MS Edge. If this doesn't crash, that'll be interesting. It's starting. They usually crash, but. On my old, this is going to be a long explanation, I think, of what I've been doing. But I use the migration. I migrated all my settings, which enabled me to have everything preserved. So I didn't have to go through 9 hours of installing applications and everything. I was able to just use migration, and all the apps were brought forward including VirtualBox, but it doesn't work, as I'm finding out. And then when I went back to, but the problem, the strange thing is, even when I went back, even when I rebooted my old OS, which is still there, so what I did, okay, I had macOS Monterey installed on my laptop, M1 Mac, 16-inch laptop, SSD. The OS ran off the SSD internally on the laptop. I wanted to install it to an external drive. So what I'm running on now is the external drive. All my apps were migrated over. I can run them, except that maybe some of them don't work, like Oracle's not working right now. VirtualBox isn't working. So I went back to see if it was still working on the other, in the original Monterey installed on the internal, which is Monterey 12.4. On the SSD inside the laptop, it's Monterey 12.4. The new one's 12.6.1 Monterey. The latest version, since it wasn't working on 12.6.1 on the external drive, I went, rebooted the internal drive, ran it. VirtualBox failed on one of my external drives to run. I run the virtual machines off of the external drives directly, just run off the external drive. It usually worked every time, as long as I had the drive connected and everything. And you know, but in this case, one of the drives, even though both were connected, one of the drives fails and the other one starts. The other one works. That was in a critical error. Wow. Well, that's weird. So that one failed also. Well, that's really, you know. What else is new when you install a new operating system? Usually it takes time. But I want to be able to run. I also upgraded. Because I had a problem, I upgraded VirtualBox to the latest beta version. That didn't fix it either. So I'm trying different things now, and that's what I would say is a good idea. But I mean, I'm advising my little children that's what you have to do. You have to reinstall. We have to not reinstall necessarily, but you have to do. You might have to do any number of things, including reinstall. But you have to try different things. That's what I'm trying to say. When something goes wrong, you have to try different things to find out what's really happening. Like, what is really going on with this problem? And you need to try something different. And hopefully, maybe you'll find something that works. And then you'll know maybe why that other thing didn't work. But I'm trying to find something that works is the idea. Forget about what doesn't work. Try to find something that works. That's my advice for people who are having difficulties with anything really in life. Find something that works first before you try and deal with the problem. It's very good advice. But right now I'm running on this system. I have most of my apps and everything running and working, and everything's fine, I think. But I just haven't run very many of my apps, so I don't know what's really working and what isn't. But the migration seemed to go really well, and it was amazing how identical it was. Like, everything was identical in terms of, even the wallpaper was the same. So I want to change the wallpaper because I don't want it to look the same as my old installation, on the internal drive installation. So I'm running off the external drive and I want it to look different. So I've changed that, and now I want to create a backup. The thing is, I want to create a backup on, I think if I change the name, did I change it? What I want to do is change the name. If I change the name of my computer, you see, it's still got the same name right now, does it? Wait a minute now. Hang on. I forgot where is it stored? Security? No. Oh, I couldn't have forgotten that already. That was just a little while ago. Accessibility, I think, maybe. No. What is it called? Oh, Time Machine. No. I haven't backed this up. Okay. But, I mean, I haven't... I backed this up already. Oh, yes. Because I did create... I mean, I also wanted to back my system up. And I had run out of... my time capsule had run out of space. So I wanted to create a complete backup of this new system, which I did. But because it was migrated over, it took over the file that was used for the other system. So I lost that backup for my internal drive. The backup for that was gone. But I guess it's the same, essentially the same information. Still, I lost that backup. So I had to create that again using the other time capsule after reformatting it. So this system is, and as well as, what's it backed up on? Yeah, I don't even know what it's backed up on. And what did I just do? I shouldn't do anything right now. I shouldn't be doing this while I'm talking. It's very very dangerous because I'll lose track of what I'm doing while I'm talking. I mean, I'm doing too many things all at once here. I mean, forget the video. Quite apart from the video, I'm doing things, too many things, even without the video. I'm trying to do too many things already. So the video is just adding to that. Now, what's this? What's MacBook Pro? I know what that is, but where is the name of the computer? Let me think here. Sharing. It's under sharing. Okay. It's under sharing. See, I've got it named the same as my other version. I've got to change the name. There it is. Change the name. So now that I've changed the name, I should be able to create a new Time Machine backup, I think. Maybe. On what drive, though? I need to look at my... See, what you do is you have airport utility. I'll show you this. Maybe I can show you this. I don't know. We'll see. Where is it? Where's it running? Oh, it's blocked. It's behind. Okay. Yeah, I've got my other thing on top. So this is what it looks like. You have a time machine, right? And then you have another time machine. One of them is connected by Ethernet, and the other one's connected by Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi one... So I've got two different machines I can back up to right now. Either one. But, I mean, that... I can also format the drives and to start over again. But when I look at my network settings, I can also look at my drives on my network settings. I can look at my time capsule here. That's what it's called. And then it has data. I can look at the data of that drive. That's what I've installed. That's the one that's connected over the Wi-Fi. So I've got two different bundles here. One is for the Mac Mini, I believe. Why can't I see that? Oh yeah, no, it's okay. It's just not showing up. There it is. That's the MacBook Pro, and then there's the Mini. So I went on the Mini, and I also used the Wi-Fi to back up to this time capsule from the Mini. So it's got both of those. I mean, this is complex. It's complex. I don't even know what it is yet. What all I'm, because I did so many different things, and now I have to sort them all out and write them all down. And that's, but I'm writing them all down as I go as well, but I still can't keep them straight because there's so many new things being done here. And that this is fine. It's okay to do that as long as you keep track and write notes and work hard to keep track of what you're doing. But it's not easy, is what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like it's very hard. It's just it's confusing. It's the mental aspect that the mind wants. There are mental aspects of it. You know, no pun intended, but I mean mental in the sense of intellectual, or you know, memory. You have to remember things. You have to remember all sorts of things that you're doing and why you did them, what you did, if you're installing a new system. So this is a sparse bundle that's the format Time Machine uses. But there's that sparse bundle for the MacBook Pro. But you see, that's got the same name. That's wrong. That has the same name. And then this one, it's gonna be bad. This is bad. It's bad that I didn't change the name already, but anyway, I didn't. So now I need to look back. Only my notes will tell me which I did, what I actually did. There. Oh, I remember now. I installed my larger system, which was like 120 gigs, but it was my internal SSD. I don't install any application. Well, I install all the apps, I mean, but not... I don't use my internal SSD for any of my data, right? So that way I can back it up better. But this is just what I've done from the start. I don't want to run out of space for apps, so I don't install anything on the, and my internal SSD is only 500 gigs, which is actually only 494 when you get into the I guess you call it gibibytes or something, whatever. When you get into the, you know, if you get into the strict definition of what a gigabyte is, it's actually bigger than 1 billion bytes. It's bigger than that. So therefore, a 500 gigabyte drive only contains 494. But anyway, but that's a little bit irrelevant here. But still, it is relevant. It's just that it's a detail. But I installed this on my external drive, and then I was finished. That took 3 hours and 20 minutes. Then I did a backup. It took a long time, something like 3 hours. More than 3 hours. Oh, yeah. Well, a little more than 3 hours again. But it seemed to overwrite the existing file, and it was only 91. Whereas the other one, I didn't keep track of how big it was, but it was copying something that was 120. 120 gigs is what it should have been when it was done, but I didn't actually check the finished file. But it was copying something that was 120. The new installation was only 91, and I knew that because I could look at my internal drive. It was telling me right here, if I just said, you know, get info on this drive, it tells me it's only 91 or whatever. But now it's not 91, it's something else. Oh my goodness, why is it that big? I know I've installed. Well, I installed this VirtualBox. Let's do that. Let's fix what we just did here. Let's do something interesting. Okay, let's try some applications. Run this thing, App Cleaner. Okay, App Cleaner. This is how you do this. I think hopefully this will be a good example for somebody on how to do this. I want to disable. No, I don't want to uninstall the app, do I? I don't think so. Not in this case, but I do want to delete something. Users, Word Green, VirtualBox VMs. So where's my app cleaner? I just dropped it somewhere and it's not there anymore. Can I keep it on top? I don't know. Anyway, let's drag this. It seemed to let me drop it, but it didn't. Anyway, let's just delete this. Okay. What am I going to do with VirtualBox? The thing is, I realize that I can't just postpone doing this. I have to get this stuff done. Let's try this. Watch this. Okay. I'm running VirtualBox. So let's say right click and say remove. And then delete all files. Right click remove. Where is it? Remove. Delete all files. Right click remove. Delete all files. Now those files should be gone. VirtualBox can go back over to my other monitor for a moment now. Well, these are the files. They're all gone. See, the files that were there are gone. Now I just say move to trash. So now that's done. Now let's take a look at our drive now. 121 bytes. Yeah, well, some of that is files that are created when I'm browsing maybe or something, or I don't know what that is. But when I first installed it, it was 91 gigabytes, not 121. So that's why, but did I write that down? Yeah. Okay, so I'm optimizing for your Mac. Okay. After I was done, actually it was 93. It was 93 actually, not 91. Okay, but I wrote down the number, 93.4, so I know that. So when I did this backup, and it was, yeah, I just don't know what happened with that other, with this other backup here, which I can later delete, but no, I'm in a panic mode right now. I'm in panic mode because I know that if I don't sort this out quickly, I'm going to be confused. So, but this is the file that was created. I know because I'm using the Time Capsule 2017 with that label on it. That's been written down in my book. I know that's a fact. There's no question about which one it is. And this is the data that is showing us. What's that one? That's a mini. Right, so that's the mini. And that's the other one. But that one shouldn't be that small, though. 476 megabytes is wrong. Well, I guess that one can be deleted, yeah. So the Mac Mini's on this one as well, I think. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the Mac Mini. So that's right. So the mini backup failed on this drive here. So, yeah. So I can delete that sparse bundle, maybe if it lets me. But the other way to go in and delete them is to go into Time Machine itself. It should be done through Time Machine itself. I don't even know how to do that. I've never done it that way, so I don't know. I'm just going to leave that one alone because it's a small file. It's a small file, so it doesn't matter. I'll deal with it later if it's appropriate to do so. But this file is 91.54. It's a certain size that's very similar to 93, which is the amount used in the installation. But the original, you know, it was using the same file because they were both called MacBook Pro number 2. It used the same file name for this backup as it had for the original backup. So I lost the original backup. And it never, that was odd. I guess it's meant to work that way. It's just how it works. But so I had to go back and then back up my internal SSD on the other drive, which is what right now I'm not running off the internal. But I went back to this drive here. And that's, what's that? Is that 91? What is that? That's 91. Look at that. That's 91. That's 91 as well. That's interesting. Okay. So I did the Mac Mini, but yeah, it was successful. Okay. So that backup I did of my internal drive, that's just crazy. MacBook Pro SSD. Right. Okay. That was done to this particular drive that I'm looking at right now. So that's the internal drive. So it's bigger than 91, but it only backs up that much. It only backs up 91. So maybe that was right then. Yeah, so that makes sense that it would be 93 or 91 when I did the migration. But it looks bigger than that when you look at the hard drive itself. Maybe it's using more space than what it needs or something on the hard drive for some reason. I don't think that's the case, but there are accounting errors or accounting differences to keep in mind to investigate sometimes. There's another one. Look, 117. The Mini has 117 gigabytes. Look at that. 117.7. So that was backed up successfully too, I believe. Well, I mean, I know it was, but I don't know from the size alone that it was done successfully. But I did it and wrote down the result that it was done successfully. Well, yeah, I didn't write down when it was completed. It's done. It was. I powered it off. Did I write it down? Maybe I did this morning. I didn't write it down. You see, you get in panic mode, or you're really busy and you forget to write things down. But I remember it said that backup was completed at a certain time, and I'm not running the Mac Mini anymore, so I can't look at it. But Mac Mini was completed. At 10 o'clock, 10:33, I think it said. Time capsule was used, which was this one. Yeah. Okay. It was done. It was done this morning. It was finished this morning. Okay. And it was I think it was 10:33 hours. I'll just say about 1000 hours. And that'll be it. So that's it for that note. I just needed to make that note. Anyway, that was something I checked this morning before I shut down that computer. You see how everything can get out of hand if you don't have any note. If I didn't write that note down, I'd have no record of that. So later on, I might not run that Mac Mini, but you know, for a while, if I don't run the Mac Mini for a long time and then I look at it, I won't have a clue what's going on. When I see that the last backup was done it was finished this morning, I won't know what that means or why it was, or I won't have any recollection necessarily of doing that unless it's in my notes. So it's important to make notes about all these things. But these are my backups here now, but I want to back up now the internal drive I backed up to this other system, right? And then it was overwritten. So what I really want to do is create a new backup of my internal drive. That's what I want to do. But it's not even working now. The Oracle isn't working. But I think the reason the Oracle's not working now is because, yeah, the VirtualBox, I think the reason it's not working is because it's not because of the, nothing has changed in the operating system, I don't believe. It's because of the permissions for the drives, for the external drives are not working. The permissions are different because of me having run the same files, use the same files on a new computer, or tried to. I mean, it's changing the permissions are what I think it is, but I don't really know. The reason I think that is because they were inaccessible at first, and by changing the permissions, I was able to make them accessible. So, but that didn't make them run, but it made them accessible. So, I know that the permissions is something to do with it, but I don't know exactly what's going to make it work, or you know. Or whatever. Now I could just install. Well, I could theoretically install all these things right from scratch again, and I might have to do that. That's not the way I want to do it, but that's the worst case scenario. Is I can install Windows XP in VirtualBox all right from the scratch, right from scratch. And I actually tried to do that and failed. I wasn't trying for more than a few minutes, so I don't know what was going on, but I failed in that short try that I made. So anyway, that's just weird stuff. You can have your time capsules connected. A time capsule is a very inefficient way of doing a backup too. It's a very slow drive. So maybe if I had some very fast drives I could use for Time Machine, I could use those, and that would be a better way of doing it. But they have to be large in volume too, you think. You would hope they're, at some point I'll get some more drives maybe and connect them up, if I can find a way to connect them to my system, because I need to have enough Thunderbolt ports in my system to do that. So anyway, it's not been very traumatic because everything has gone really quite well. It's just that's somewhat traumatic when you can't run one of your applications, you know, that's one that I just got running. But I can still run it. Currently I can still run it, but that might change if I mess around on this new installation. Trying to run Oracle, that might change the ability to run these files on the internal drive too. So maybe I shouldn't mess with it because it runs on one of the internal drives. I mean, there are a lot of things happening. Virtual box, virtual machine, internal drive, external drive. I'm running virtual machines off external drives. And one of the external drives works to run one virtual machine that I want, Windows XP, that is. One virtual machine running off one external drive works when I'm running the OS Monterey in the internal SSD, off the internal SSD. So the internal SSD can run Windows XP, but only from one certain drive at the moment. I don't know about all the other drives. I mean, I know one of them doesn't work, but I don't know the other drives that I have also copies of that virtual machine on. Maybe they work too. So I can maybe run it off those, and I don't have to. I won't tamper with those on this system. Maybe on the external Monterey. So I'm running Monterey 12.6.1 now on my external drive. But it's there's so much happening. I can't even explain it all. I mean, I can't even spit out the words. I'm not trying to explain it. I can't even spit out the words because there's so many things happening. All because I wanted to install on an external drive, which is normal to have all these things happening and causing all this confusion. That's normal. But I've been through that before with the Mac Mini. I installed that on an external drive. So I know roughly what's happening. It's just, I mean, I know what to expect roughly, but I don't know about all the problems that are going to come. Like, I wasn't then having problems with VirtualBox because I wasn't running it off of an external drive on Monterey because they didn't have any VirtualBox for Apple Silicon at that time. So that's a whole new thing. Everything else that I learned from the install of Monterey might be true also, except that I've now used Migration Assistant and migrated all my settings, which I never did before. So I've got to learn about one of the things I'll be looking at is what I'm going to learn from having used Migration Assistant, what lessons I will learn from the fact that I used Migration Assistant when I did this new installation to the external drive, which I've never done before, using Migration Assistant afterwards, or did I use it at the time, didn't I? Let me think. I just used Migration Assistant. I didn't even have to do an install. I didn't even install Monterey. I didn't have to do the install. I just used Migration Assistant instead, and it did all the installation of all the files, transferred them over from internal. It's just, where are my notes for that? Let's see. Oh, that was days ago, yeah. So it's the 23rd when I did this. The 23rd. Okay. Backed up the MacBook Pro. Well, I tried the Echo Dock and I had crashes. I was trying to connect the Echo Dock to get my other drives connected, and the system kept crashing on me, so I decided to not try that anymore. I had to reboot several times to my internal drive, maybe just to see if it still worked or whatever, but I had to try different things. Default, okay. Here, I erased it. I erased my external drive, first of all. Using file utilities while I was running on the internal drive, I booted off the internal drive again, and then I erased my external drive. Okay, I erased it completely using disk utility, which you can do easily. Took only like one second or 2 seconds. It happens instantly, very fast. Then, okay, I tried using restore and that failed. Using disk utility, you can restore from another drive, and I tried that and it failed. So then I tried, I can't read my own writing. Onto the erased, oh yeah. I tried to install Monterey onto the erased. Oh no, I did install it. Yeah, wait a minute. It says I did install it, okay. Oh no, I did install it. Okay, I did actually install it. See, my memory's so faulty because I've done so many things. I actually installed it. It took from 2250 to 2305. It only took 15 minutes. No wonder I forgot I did it. The whole installation of macOS Monterey took 15 minutes after I erased the drive. So that's incredible. That's how long it took. 15 minutes. To install the whole operating system. Then I was already running the operating system after it finished the install. It's already in the operating system. So you select what country and you do go all through, you enter all your default things. Then I immediately started Migration Assistant because I was running Monterey 12.6.1, which was already on the external drive. I was running off the external drive and I ran Migration Assistant and I transferred everything over. It was done in 5 minutes initially. Then I had to restart. And then 2 more minutes later, it was done. But it was still saying, optimizing for your Mac. And that was 2 minutes later. Okay, so we're at 9 minutes later now from when I first started doing it. I did Touch ID setup and I was done. So 12 minutes it took to do Migration Assistant. It took a little less than 15 minutes, which it took to install the... So 27 minutes altogether to get everything identical. Everything looked identical. You know, my whole operating system had moved in 27 minutes from my internal drive to my external drive, and that was pretty amazing, I thought. But, I mean, it is. But my job's not done, obviously, right? Because I have to test it all. But it was all working. Like, everything works. I mean, essentially everything. Like, all my settings are preserved. Every setting is preserved. Like, everything. Like, you know, it remembers all my email addresses and all that stuff. My, you know, everything. Like, all the stuff. Everything. All my, for uploading videos and all that stuff is working the same as it was. None of that stuff changed. The problem was with VirtualBox. So it's see, so I'm not really I'm not really upset. You know, I'm kind of, I know it's going to be possibly take me a couple of days to figure out VirtualBox or whatever, but, or I can boot to the other internal drive and run it off there, but it's not the end of the world anyway. But it's pretty close to the end of the world when you, you know, it's kind of, it's just disappointing, that's all. When not everything works perfectly, it's disappointing, but that's because not every software developer like VirtualBox uses the same criteria. You know, they don't all use the same standards. They don't all function the same way. You know, they don't know that I'm having problems. And I don't like to share my information either, but they don't know I'm having problems. So here's VirtualBox. So I had tried importing this file. You can import files. I had imported this Open Virtualization, which is OVA files. I had stored it on one of my external drives, and I just went to that external drive. And I looked for this. What's this? I don't remember that. But I had my, down here I had something called import. Export, there it is. Yeah, the export, I had exported this OVA file. There it is, it's an OVA file. And I used that OVA file. I imported it, and then I tried to run it, and it fails also. So it just tells me that there's nothing wrong with these files. I know that because there's no reason to believe there is anything wrong with them. Everything I've tried fails. Even if I say, okay, add a virtual machine, I go down here, HGST. My virtual machines are kept here. For example, it's one place. So I could try and install this one, open it. See, and now it now finds it. It's no problem. Let's try starting it. Did it run? Wait a minute. It was aborted. It aborted. See, if I start again. Right, where's it running? I think it's running in a place where I can't see it. Let's try again. Oh, there it is, yeah. So it tries to run, but it aborts. And the place it's running, you can't see it. It's on my other monitor, but it comes up and then the window opens up and then closes again because it aborts. So this is just not running because it's aborting. Right? It aborts. But it's because of something. No, it tells me why it's aborting. See? Could not open the medium. Error. File not found. Oh, it's looking for a VDI file. Right. Oh, it looks for a VDI file. Oh, yeah, so the VDI file. That's right. So if I could find out. I didn't save the VDI file, so. I never saved the VDI files. But I know this works. Like, my beta version of this VirtualBox does work. It's not like it doesn't work. It works on the internal drive of my laptop. When I'm running it off there, it works fine. Using the same Monterey, or it's using Monterey, not the same exact version, but it's using the same operating system. and it works on that system. It's not because of that. It's not because of my operating system. It's because of something else that is causing an error because of something that, you know, something that's happened. Because I'm running off of an external drive, it's causing an error that it wasn't causing before. It doesn't know where to look. It looks on... Yeah. Well, that file's not found because that file doesn't exist. Let me see. Anyway, I'm just sharing with you what some of my difficulties are. That these I have these difficulties all the time. You know, I mean, this is just typical. So there I have, here's my directory listing. It shows, there's the VirtualBox file right there. It looks like a nice icon of a box. But there's no, you know, there's no, what's this? Let's try that one. We should try importing that one, I guess, right? Probably. But let me just, anyway, that one, there's no VDI file. There's VBox files. There's no VDI file, which is what it's looking for. It's looking for a VDI file. So if I'm going to find a VDI file, so maybe I need to run off something else. Yeah. I mean, that's possible. I just need to find another. But I mean, I'm not, I don't, it's not a mistake that I made. This is a mistake that is being caused by somebody else in the way that they wrote the software. That, you know, it's not my mistake that I'm making here. This is something that is just weird that's happening, that the permissions aren't worked out yet because of the fact I installed it externally. There's the OVA file. We already looked at that. But you see, for some of these systems, I have... there's the ISO file. I could install from an ISO file within VirtualBox, but then I tried that and it failed. At least I tried that. I didn't try it on this operating system just now, did I? I'm trying to think. I don't remember. Now I don't remember, you see, because I didn't write it down because I'm too busy. I didn't write down whether I installed from the ISO file in the internal drive. I think it was on the internal drive I tried that, but I don't know when I was running on the internal drive. That's where I think I tried it, but I don't, you know, I need to write everything. You need to write everything down or you won't be able to know what you did at all. So here's something, VMs here, XP, look at this. There's a VDI file right there. So this one has a VDI file. So let's try in VirtualBox. Yeah, let's get VirtualBox. Where is it? Here it is. Let's try installing. It's a beta build. Okay, we know that. Let's add a new machine. We're going to do this one we just found here. This one has the VDI files. So I stored, it won't let me. Okay, it won't let me access the VDI file, but now it knows where it is because it's right there in the same place, right? It can't open that machine. Cannot open the machine. So it wasn't able to get that one open. It might be that doesn't have permission. Okay, so what I need to do, here's what I'm going to try to do. What I'm going to try to do is take this file, say info, right? Then I'm going to say read only, no. Everyone, we're going to say read and write. Read and write for everybody. Read and write for everybody. And then we're going to say Oracle. This now might be able to access it. We don't know, but let's try again. Down to the bottom. It's easy to find. Open. Can't open it. So it doesn't matter whether I give it permission or not. Still doesn't allow me. Okay, so let's get these permissions back to read only for that file. Okay. Anyway, that's it. That's what's happening. You know, I've got problems with VirtualBox that I'm going to have to deal with. When you have a problem and you don't know what's causing it, it's like you sort of go into panic mode, but that's the best, in a way. It's the best mode to be in, because you learn more that way, running around searching everything. You learn more in those moments than you do any other time. So it's a good thing, really, when you have a problem, because you learn more, because your mind is ready to absorb information to find out what's the answer, what's the answer, what's the answer to my problem. You know, you're really ready to learn. It's just amazing. It's really good. It's the best state to be in, but it doesn't feel good, because now I'm panicking and I'm saying, oh, I forgot to write that down, I forgot to write this down, and, you know, all these things. I've got a real panic. So it is sometimes very useful to slow down and then write things down, everything. Write everything down. Like, I could even write down, the idea that I tried to install Windows XP from the ISO file. And I could write down, well, I don't know, I don't know which copy of the OS I was running, which drive I was running on, I don't remember. But at least I'd have a note, a record, that I had tried to do it while running off of some drive, one or the other. Okay. Psalm 54, very short. Little children, I'm going to take the time to do this because I know it's important for me as much as anyone. So let's do this together in Jesus' name, Jehovah. Help us. In all of our trouble, in Jesus' name, amen. To the director on stringed instruments, Maskil of David. When the Ziphites came in and proceeded to say to Saul, is not David concealing himself with us? When the Ziphites came in and proceeded to say to Saul, is not David concealing himself with us? O God, by your name save me, and with your mightiness may you plead my cause. O God, hear my prayer. Do give ear to the sayings of my mouth. For there are strangers that have risen up against me, and tyrants that do seek my soul. They have not set God in front of them. Selah. Look, God is my helper. Jehovah is among those supporting my soul. He will repay the bad to my foes. In your trueness, silence them. In willingness, I will sacrifice to you. I shall laud your name, O Jehovah, for it is good. For out of every distress he delivered me, and upon my enemies my eye has looked. Upon my enemies my eye has looked. So this is a very appropriate psalm for today, because I'm in so much distress, and there's the appropriate psalm. So, what was that again? Psalm 54, wasn't it? 34 of Isaiah. Psalm 54, yeah. But this is Isaiah 34. Is it long or short? It's fairly short, but not too short. Come up close, you nations, to hear, and you national groups, pay attention. Let the earth and that which fills it listen, the productive land and all its produce. For Jehovah has indignation against all the nations and rage against all their army. He must devote them to destruction. He must give them to the slaughter, and their slain ones will be thrown out. And as for their carcasses, their stink will ascend, and the mountains must melt because of their blood. And all those of the army of the heavens must rot away, and the heavens must be rolled up, just like a book scroll. And their army will all shrivel away just as the leafage shrivels off the vine and like a shriveled fig off the fig tree. For in the heavens my sword will certainly be drenched. Look, upon Edom it will descend, and upon the people devoted by me to destruction and injustice. Jehovah has a sword. It must be filled with blood. It must be made greasy with the fat, with the blood of young rams and he-goats, with the fat of the kidneys, with the fat of the kidneys of rams, for Jehovah has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughtering in the land of Edom. And the wild bulls must come down with them, and young bulls with the powerful ones in their land must be drenched with blood, and their very dust will be made greasy with the fat. For Jehovah has a day of vengeance, a year of retributions for the legal case over Zion. And her torrents must be changed into pitch, and her dust into sulfur, and her land must become as burning pitch. By night or by day, it will not be extinguished to time indefinite. Its smoke will keep ascending. From generation to generation, she will be parched forever and ever. No one will be passing across her. And the pelican and the porcupine must take possession of her. And long-eared owls and ravens themselves will reside in her, and he must stretch out over her the measuring line of emptiness and the stones of wasteness. Her nobles, there are none there whom they will call to the kingship itself, and her very princes will all become nothing. On her dwelling towers thorns must come up, nettles and thorny weeds in her fortified places, and she must become an abiding place of jackals, the courtyard for the ostriches. And haunters of waterless regions must meet up with howling animals, and even the goat-shaped demon will call to its companion. Yes, there the nightjar will certainly take its ease and find for itself a resting place. There the arrow snake has made its nest and lays eggs, and it must snatch or hatch them and gather them together under its shadow. Yes, there the gleeds must collect themselves together, each one with her mate. Search for yourselves in the book of Jehovah and read out loud. Not one has been missing of them. They actually do not fail to have each one her mate, for it is the mouth of Jehovah that has given the command, and it is his spirit that has collected them together. And it is he that has cast for them the lot, and his own hand has apportioned the place to them by the measuring line. To time indefinite they will take possession of it, for generation after generation they will reside in it. Isaiah 34. That was. So what's going to be a year of retributions for the legal case over Zion? Indignation against all the nations. Verse 2. He must devote them to destruction. In the heavens my sword will certainly be drenched. Upon Edom it will descend, verse 5. It's a legal case over Zion, but where it says her torrents, referring to Edom. Which is what I would have said, because it's talking about Edom here. A great slaughtering in the land of Edom. And then it says over Zion. Retributions over Zion, which means it's against Edom, but it's concerning Zion. That's what I thought it was saying, because it doesn't sound like it's saying it's against Zion, because Zion's not mentioned ever again here. And this is actually a pronouncement against all the nations. It's not against Israel in this verse 2 here. It's not against Israel. So it's a case concerning Zion. Jehovah takes vengeance because of his people. It's a similar description, like it's similar to the one that Jehovah gave regarding Babylon, the judgment against Babylon, with the long-eared owls and things like that. Isaiah 13 was against Babylon. Their houses must be filled with eagle owls. It's similar in the pelican and the porcupine. So this just gets our mind off of the haunters of waterless regions. Verse 13 will certainly lie down. The ostriches must reside there. Verse 21, against Babylon. Here I am arousing against them the Medes. This is the pronouncement against Babylon, verse 13. I mean chapter 13 of Isaiah. And now chapter 34, haunters of waterless regions must meet up with howling animals. And it's the courtyard for the jackals, verses 13 and 14 there. The courtyard for the ostriches, verse 13, the place of jackals. Chapter 34, verses 13 and 14 of Isaiah. But Isaiah 13, ostriches must reside there. Very similar to the pronouncement against Babylon, at least in some ways. Okay, so, but it seems like in many ways, because it says forever and ever. Forever and ever, no one will be passing across her. Verse 10. Right there. Which is similar to Babylon. In verse 13. In 14, also, it continues. I will cut off from Babylon name and remnant. It's 13. She will never be inhabited. 13 and 20. Jehovah brought in Cyrus, the Medes and the Persians against Babylon. But before that, you know, I mean, a couple hundred years before that, or very close to a couple hundred years before that, Isaiah said Babylon would never be inhabited in prophecy. It was a prophecy. That was Isaiah 13. So we've covered 34 now of Isaiah. We don't really have to do anything else today, but I imagine that I'll be busy because I'll be trying to figure out what's happening with VirtualBox. So what I do then, if I want to find out things like that, I have to go online and I say, look, VirtualBox won't run in Monterey right there. Or okay. How to get permissions to VMs. User manual. See, so the way to solve a problem like the one I have, little children, is to, I mean, I'm talking about my problem with VirtualBox, of course, but the problem with VirtualBox that I'm having, I would say the problem, the way I would approach solving it is to try and describe it, describe the problem, and then search for the likely solutions. Okay. Let's just look for VirtualBox. How to run VMs from external drives. See, I don't have any VDI files. That's what the problem is, I guess. that can possibly run from a snapshot. See, I can. I'm trying to run Windows 10, but what happens? It'll crash, I think. Maybe not, but it always has so far. Is it even running? Now, that's the same error I got before, a critical error. They're telling me how to get help. I don't want to get help. I want to figure it out myself, but so I'm going to have to go force quit. I force quit that. Control Alt Delete force quit. Time is flying when I'm talking about things like this. I could talk for hours and hours and hours, or do troubleshooting for hours. I can do troubleshooting for 12 hours and not find any answers, but I'd be learning something. When I have problems like this, first of all, remove that. But when I have problems like this, the good news is Oracle VirtualBox runs. This program here runs. It runs on my system. So I can install Windows XP on this system. Like new, okay, Win XP, okay, let's just let it install wherever it wants. Let's not mess around. Let's get an ISO. Okay, other, select the ISO from here. Okay, I backed up these ISOs many years or months ago. There's the ISO for Windows XP. Okay, next. Now I can't get to the next step. See, the next button is grayed out. I can add the guest editions. What's wrong with that? It's got a warning for the host name. It's not letting me do it. There's no option. No option to click next here. And that's why I can't install this. Well, I don't know the reason really why I can't. Maybe I didn't. Well, there it is. Yeah. It doesn't say what the problem is. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's because of this problem here. Because of the host name, that's why I'm not getting a... There's a problem with the host name. Okay. Oh, gotta fix this sometime. Might as well do it now, I guess. Gotta get this thing back in place here where it can hold. I don't know, it just fell off the table. And then just clamp it. It's not being held properly. I don't know what's wrong with it. Well, one of the problems is because it's not on far enough. Yeah, that's better, but... We're out of time. But at least I know the problem now. It's the host name that's the problem. But it doesn't tell me why that would be a problem. Okay. At least two characters long. There it is. It's working. Good. It won't let me put a space, but I'm going to say next. Okay, so base memory, I don't know, it's Windows XP, it doesn't need a lot of memory. Let's say, two gigs, 10 gigabyte hard drive, let's do it. Okay. There we go. Can't run. Fail to set the global VirtualBox extra data for key GUI. Huh. That's it. Okay. Well, we're out of time, but we might be making progress. It's hard to say at this point. But this has been Ward Green, November 24th, 2022, 20:09 hours. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. I love you. Bye for now.